Welcome to the Sunday evening services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday evening. Sunday evening, April 20th, 1986. We're glad to have the Gardeners with us tonight and just thank the Lord today for all that they're going to do for us as we participate in this service of special music. God bless you. I'm Tom, you and Fred, and Debbie, and Joyce, and Jim. Would you all come and sing for us to your heart's content? You all have 25 or 30 minutes to sing if you'd like. We appreciate each one of you. And if you want to, you can stop here in between the songs and give words of testimony, or however the Lord leads you. We just want to have a good time of fellowship together tonight.
What'd you pull that jacket off for?
I've eaten so much, I don't know where I'll be able to sing much or not.
Songs that the choir has been trying to learn that you all
sing it just like we do, you'll be wrong. This one here, most of you, I guess, heard this morning. If you don't want to listen to it anymore, don't. But we do have three here singing tonight that wasn't this morning, so maybe it'll sound a little better.
After this, you better sing a slow one to get to.
I am just another wayward pilgrim plodding toward Jerusalem, looking for a happy home in heaven, far beyond the valley pale.
Story about a sainted old mother who had lived not her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round. And these are the last words she said.
Oh, look, for a trading for a mansion. Oh, look, what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look, who will be there to greet me?
Okay.
You don't have to sing. Well,
you sing one song. We'll rest and sing something.
Thank you.
Each day I'll do.
Each day I'll do.
Found out that nobody up here likes to talk much. So the only thing you've got left is listen to what we're saying.
But it's hard work.
Kind of old, say,
Be with Christians and to just have a good time. And You notice us all of a sudden laughing or goofing or smiling, and little things that we might notice, you might not notice. Somebody singing a verse when they're supposed to be singing a chorus, or me singing Jim's part, and me switching down to get my own part, and him switching down to sing my part and back up again. And it's just fun to be a Christian. And it's all because that God grew a tree one time, and he sent his only son. And now that I've got a son, I think of how much God loved us, that he would sacrifice one of his children, his only child, on a cross, that we could have life eternal and that we could go to heaven. In a quiet little place in Galilee, through a lone and lonely tree, and no one could see it was destined to be the tree of Calvary.
Thank God to the tree of Calvary. Thank God to the tree that rescued me. Oh, the joy that I felt when at the tree I knelt, that tree God grew for me.
And God, he must have known, as the tree was grown, it would hold his only son. But he let it
got the one that I know the words to.
Little babies were smiling.
We'll do one more, then we'll quit. Brother James hadn't had any time to preach tonight at all. I'm sure that made him mad. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us all. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more.
And I thank God. They were singing that last song, and I thought of a verse that Jesus said in John 8:12. We'll read this verse and have an invitation hymn. It says, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus was the light. In the book of John, it says that John the Baptist was not that light, capital L, talking about Jesus, but he was sent to bear witness of that light that was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is the light. He's the lighthouse. When we were out in Oregon, we saw a lighthouse on the Pacific coast. That lighthouse warned ships at sea.
of danger. My friends, tonight the Lord is our lighthouse. As we look to Him, as we follow Him, Jesus said, "He that followeth me, we cannot follow the Lord and walk in darkness, because Jesus is light. I am the light of the world." And my prayer is tonight, if you're here and do not know the Lord yet, that tonight will be the night that you would put your faith and trust in Him. We'd like to sing the song, "I Surrender All," instead of the one that's in the bulletin. 349, I believe it is. "All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I surrender all," as we stand to sing. Certainly appreciate tonight the testimonies and special music by the Gardeners. One of the nights of the revival, we trust the Gardeners can sing for us. I've got to check with Brother Quinn when he gets here tomorrow afternoon. And I know that God's going to give us a wonderful time of fellowship. Let's not only pray for our service this week, but there's close to 20 churches or more that are having revival this week, the 20th through the 27th. And there are others that are having their services. I believe Big Creek's is next week, isn't it? Let's be praying for each of these churches that truly there would be a revival that would break out, that only God can get the glory for it. Whatever is done this week in our church, in any church, God is going to do it. Anything of eternal worth, praise the Lord for all He's going to do already. I'd like to ask Brother Lyndon to come up and lead us in closing prayer tonight, please. I'd like for you to shake hands with each other as you leave. And thank God for each one of you, and trust the Lord to give us a meaningful week as we fellowship together in revival. Brother Lyndon.
Can we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to come out to Thy house tonight. We thank You, dear God, for each one here. We just pray, dear Lord, that as we've been here, that each one has felt the presence of Your Spirit. We just thank You, Lord, for the singing. We just thank you, dear God, for this time that we can come apart from the world and rest in praising your name. We just thank you, dear Lord, for all your many blessings to us. We thank you, dear God, for your great love for us. You loved us so much, Lord, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary for each one of us, Lord. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. We just thank you for answered prayers, Lord, and all your many blessings to us. We just pray now, Lord, that you'd go with us. Help us, dear God, each day as we look to you. Be the lighthouse for us, Lord, that we can see your face and that you can help us each day in each step of the way. We just thank you, dear God, for everything that you are. And we just pray that you would help us look to you. For all this, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.